Do something every day that scares you, like argue with Gruber. Here's Steve.
All right, continuing now live from CPAC 2019. It was, I don't know how to describe what I watched on television yesterday with Michael Cohen. It was a bizarre, surreal goat rope, finger-pointing, accusations of racism, just a weird day on Capitol Hill. Here's Michael Cohen, convicted of lying to Congress, on his way to prison for 3 years. Do you think I'd get a break and get a chance to say, oh, let's go testify to that? I'd probably be in prison. That's what would happen. A person who has followed these stories very closely for a very long time, Sarah Carter, a Fox News contributor. I've followed you for a long time. SarahAcarter.com, the place to find out more. Sarah, good to have you here.
It's great to be here, Steve. Thank you.
And so nice to meet you. All right. I mean, you followed the collusion thing, and right out of the gate, Michael Cohen says, collusion, I've got my suspicions, but I've got nothing. No smoking gun. He's got nothing.
That's what's so crazy about this, is that here you have Michael Cohen, the former attorney. He sounds more like a jilted lover. This long, rambling opening statement, a lot of finger pointing on Capitol Hill. I mean, this is why you saw Congressman Mark Meadows, Congressman Jim Jordan, and others irate at the beginning of the hearing, saying, what's going on here? We have a guy who basically lied to Congress, who's been convicted not only of lying, but, you know, tax evasion, everything else. Now he's coming here, and he's apparently going to what? What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to believe him? And you're right. It was all speculation, Steve.
It was a smear job done, by the way, in a way that truly the left likes to use the term unprecedented. Here's what's unprecedented. To put that hearing on when the president is in Vietnam working on a summit to try to end nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula, that's unprecedented. The politics should end at the waterline. You don't trash the American president when he's not in the country to defend himself.
Absolutely. It does a disservice to our nation. It does a disservice to us as a whole. And it also is a national security issue, because the constant badgering and lying about the U.S. president overseas, we've seen this happen with former Obama officials. Look at John Brennan. Look at what Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI, who, by the way, himself is under investigation with the DOJ.
Criminal referral for McCabe.
Exactly. Criminal referral for McCabe. They come out and they make these erroneous and flat-out lie statements, and it goes worldwide. What does that do? It undermines the administration.
Absolutely.
It undermines our nation.
And McCabe would have you believe now that it's Michael Horowitz that's suspect. I mean, how far do you take this narrative of everybody's guilty but me? Andy, you got fired not by the president, as you claim, but by senior officials at the FBI who looked at what you had done and said, wow, we can't have that.
That's absolutely true. And this has been going on, and this was an ongoing situation, problem in the FBI for years, even before President Trump. This is why they amassed so much power on the seventh floor.
I want to have Sarah Carter here with us, because you ask people real questions, which I appreciate, because I ask people real questions. And I watched that 60 Minutes interview with Andrew McCabe, and I watched a Weekly interview. Here's Scott Pelley. Were you surprised that you were fired 26 hours before you get your retirement? Who cares? I mean, here's your first question. How would anybody believe you? We had to leave it to Savannah Guthrie to ask that question the following day. How embarrassing. For 60 Minutes used to matter.
That's right. That's right. But instead, now what we've seen is a pandering
totally,
to these officials, because there is a vehement. Remember, they have worked the narrative that they pushed for so long. They pushed this narrative. They were going to find the president guilty of some type of collusion or conspiracy with
Schiff
the Russian
the
government.
Is there. I mean, but listen,
but there is none. There is none. This is just disinformation. These are disinformation campaigns. Think about this. Andrew McCabe does the same thing in his book. Then we have Michael Cohen,
sure,
coming out with a script basically written by Lanny Davis. Let's be serious here.
Lanny Davis, the wingman for the Clintons all those years, and still now I'm quite sure. So let me ask you
this. Oh, he is. He was very disappointed that Hillary Clinton lost. I know that.
I've
talked to him about that.
All right, so Bob Mueller, the report's coming at some point. Any indication, any inclination, any gut feeling on when you think we might see it?
I think sooner rather than later. I think this is wrapping up. I've talked to sources about this. I suspect that report could be out anytime. Look, we can't judge exactly what Robert Mueller's going to do. And remember, there's been a lot of information that's been leaking out of different parts of the DOJ and the special counsel. Sometimes it's a ruse to make people think one thing, to make the media go one way, and then it goes another direction. This is what I think. I think he's going to turn that report over. It's going to be up to Attorney General William Barr to review review that report and decide whether or not it is in the public interest to release the report. I do not believe in that report we'll find any kind of criminality on the part of President Trump or his administration. It's going to be a wrap-up of what happened. Now, remember, William Barr has that authority because that was a law that was actually changed during the Clinton administration.
But I want to go back to the report. Keep in mind, though, this is a prosecutor's report.
That's not right.
A fair and balanced report. It's a report from one perspective trying to find as much dirt and guilt as possible, and that's Bob Mueller's job. So there's not going to be balance in that report. So if people expect it to have some sort of a balance, they shouldn't.
That's absolutely true. Remember, it's a prosecutor's job. It's Mueller's job. It's Andrew Weissman's job, you know, the pit bull.
Right.
And Jeannie Rae and all these people that are working at the special counsel's office to do everything they can to prosecute.
Absolutely.
So basically, they're going to squeeze the best targets. They're going to find whatever they can just to put some, you know, some notches on their belt and say, look, we prosecuted Paul Manafort. We went after Roger Stone and we got him. We got, you know, Michael Cohen and
General
Flynn.
But most of these are process crimes. These are not crimes. There was no foundational crime to begin with.
That's right.
These are process crimes. Manafort committed some financial crimes not associated with the president. You know,
that's right.
And Michael Cohen, you'll say, showing up a check for $35,000. Paying off a mistress to keep your wife out of the loop out of your own personal funds, not a crime.
Not a crime at all. But this is what happens when you have a special counsel gone crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was never any reason for this special counsel to be appointed. We know that now because there was never any evidence of a crime that was ever committed that should have called for the announcement of a special counsel. What's even more strange is, you know, when Rod Rosenstein appointed the special counsel, I mean, it was Rod Rosenstein himself who wrote the letter that basically said, here are all the reasons why we should fire James Comey. So if the appointment of the special counsel wasn't just Russia, but obstruction, Rod Rosenstein should have pulled himself away from all of this because he was either a witness or a co-conspirator. He wrote the letter that said, this is why he should be fired.
How much faith do you put in the new Attorney General, Bob Barr, to clean this place up?
I have to have absolute hope and faith that Attorney General, now I don't know him in person, but that Attorney General William Barr will do the right thing. I believe, based on what I know and based on the people that I've spoken to, he is a man that seeks justice. He will understand what happened here. There's a lot of criminal referrals headed his way and are there already. There's no other way around this, Steve. The American people and our institutions deserve to know the truth. We have to go in there. We have to examine what happened, prosecute those people that are responsible, clean up our system, both the FBI and the DOJ, admit to what went wrong so that it never happens again. Because this isn't just about the Obama administration. This is about every administration thereafter, Trump or whoever else comes ahead of him in the next presidential elections, whether it's President Trump after that, whoever it may
be.
We do not want this abuse to exist in America. We are not a banana republic.
And the fishing expeditions have to stop. I got to leave it
Sarah.
This whole special counsel law needs to be revisited after, because once again, here we are fishing. Sarah Carter, you can find out more at sarahacarter.com. sarahacarter.com. You see her on Fox News with our friend Hannity on a regular basis and a whole host of other places. Sarah, it was a real pleasure talking to you.
It was great talking to you too, Steve. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Have a great time
at CPAC.
You too. There you have it. Live from CPAC, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
or D, just roll with it?
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looks... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Children!